Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm Joy Dooling, and you are listening to the Joy of Membership podcast. This podcast is for membership leaders. So we talk about strategies for attracting, engaging, and retaining members. But that's not entirely the focus of the show, because let's be honest here, there is no shortage of advice out there on best practices in membership. What we need to talk about is how to actually make those things possible in the real world. How to be absolutely sure that growth practices are going to stick. How to make those things easier, more consistent, and even automatic in some cases. Sound good? Then stick around because we're about to jump into it. Hey there, Joy Dooling here, host of the Joy of Membership podcast. Thanks for tuning in for today's episode. We talk a lot in this show about providing members with value. If you've listened to many episodes, you've probably noticed that being truly helpful for members comes in many different shapes and sizes. And I hope that you find the stories that you've heard to be inspirational and full of little idea nuggets that you can apply to your own organization. Still, you may find yourself returning to questions like, how can my organization create more value? Are there parts of the member experience where we aren't performing as well as we could? If those questions feel familiar, I'd like to invite you to download my free member experience scorecard. It's a quick one-page assessment that tells you exactly where your membership-based organization has areas of strength that you can build on and areas of gap where you're probably going to want to improve. The scorecard is free, and in less than 10 minutes, you'll gain some actionable insights. You can grab your copy right now at joyofmembership.com/scorecard. My next guest and I had a good laugh after we closed out our interview because she was totally singing my tune and we had not even practiced. Anita Prather Harvel calls herself both an IT geek and an artist. Her artistic resume is extensive, playing woodwinds and percussion in local pit orchestras, singing with a chorus, performing theatrically on stage, and teaching marching band and color guard all across the country. She's even married to a musician's spouse. A love of the arts is in her blood. Today, Anita is president of the North Country Arts Council. She is on the board of the local Chamber of Commerce, and she works as an IT specialist for family morale, welfare, and recreation on Fort Drum. She is also a website manager, and she does the social media and PR work for a wide variety of nonprofit organizations. For a few moments, she put all of that on pause to talk with us specifically about her work with the Arts Council. Here is our conversation. Hey, Anita, I am so excited to have you here. I'm always happy to be able to talk with you about what's happening with you and what's happening with your organization. So why don't we let the listeners in on who you are and who you help? What do you do?
Oh, first of all, Joy, thank you for having me on. I'm always excited to talk about the things that we do. I'm Anita Prather Harvel. I am the president of the North Country Arts Council. We are an arts council in a tri-county area of upstate New York. We encompass all of the visual arts as well as performing arts. Basically, if it's got art in it, we're all for that. So we support artists in, as I said, in a tri-county area from close to just shy of Canada, Jefferson and Lewis County, a little bit of other counties around us, and we actually have some folks from Canada who come down and support us. So one of the things we do is to be a voice for the artists in our community. We don't want to duplicate what they have because they do some amazing things in the Thousand Islands, but we want to be a bridge between what they're doing and the community at large to show them that there are the arts all around us.
Well, you had a beautiful quote in the bio that you sent me when we were preparing for this podcast. And I just want to read it because I think it is so important. And I think it is going to resonate with so many association and trade group leaders, because I really think this is kind of what we're all trying to do, but you said it so beautifully. So it says, and I quote Anita here, "The strength of the arts has always been in its sense of community. I look forward to helping be a bridge to North County artists in all genres to help us be a force for the arts by working together in common purpose." End quote. And I love those couple of statements, because I think in a nutshell, you really encompassed what a lot of organizations are trying to do to, you know, create value for their members. So can you tell us kind of what that means and how you're approaching that? Like, how do you be a force for the arts and pull people together with common purpose?
So in our area, there's so many different artists. There's so many different arts galleries. There's a wide variety of the arts, from performing to visual. And one of the things we noticed is that while they communicate with each other, they don't necessarily move together. They don't have a common voice in the Thousand Islands in the North Country. So one of my goals for the organization is to be that conduit and to be that voice. So when someone wants to know what visual artists or what ceramics artists are there in the area, we say at the North Country Arts Council, well, we have in this area quite a variety of ceramic artists, and here's where they reside. Or if there's performing artists, and there are numerous, I'm actually married to a performing artist, there are, you know, artists who are play in this genre or this genre, and here's where they reside. So the community only sees snippets of those different artists and those different art mediums. We want to be that organization that's the one-stop shop that says, if you want to know what's happening in the arts in the North Country, reach out to the North Country Arts Council. And not only can we give you information, we can connect you, if you are an artist, to someone like you or someone in the community who needs that opportunity. So that's what we want to do. We want to be that glue that connects all of those medium and artists and organizations together.
So since you have been kind of working toward that common purpose, what impact have you noticed? How is that resonating with people in your audience and in your community?
It's actually been great. I've been on the rainbow tour of the arts in the North Country, and I stopped at a bookstore that had just opened, and they had great media publicity. So, that was one of the things we can provide. But one of the things that I offered to the bookstore owner, which she was absolutely excited, is the opportunity to review books, because it's something she's very passionate about. So as we were talking about the goals for the bookstore and what she wanted, she mentioned that, you know, she has a favorite collection of authors. So I said, well, why don't you review those for us in our newsletter? And so now she's going to be a regular contributor in our newsletter for books that she's reviewing. It gives her a chance to jump into that in a safe environment. So there's no, you know, criticism or none of that about what she's doing. And she gets to practice, and we get we get to promote an artist, and then we get to share that with the community. So those are the types of things where we connect to the community by finding out not necessarily what they're doing, but what they want to do. Because there's always an underlying thing with artists about not only what they create, but what they want to do with it. So we're just giving them those opportunities.
Okay. You know, you're like singing my song right now.
So I learned something from your workshop. I did.
You are singing my song, Anita. So that is beautiful. And my ears perked up just as soon as you said that you clued into what she wanted for her business. And I think that is just so smart for membership leaders to be having those conversations. And it's not, you know, you're not limited to like, this is what we can do for you as the organization. It's more about listening to what is it that they want and kind of where do they fit in, you know, where's the win-win? So that's beautiful.
Exactly. Awesome. And we had that as well for our gallery coordinator. We were trying to find someone to revitalize our gallery. And, you know, we did the traditional methods. We sent out stuff on, you know, the volunteer boards. We sent information out. We did a call for artists and a call for volunteers, and nothing was working until we were looking at some of the artists in the community who were starting their own new ventures. And they were looking for ways to get that information out. And I noticed one of the artists was starting a new venture with her husband, and they were doing a studio in their garage, and they were looking for a way to make that bigger. And I said, I have a perfect opportunity for you to take that passion and those skills to a larger level. And I explained to her the focus of our gallery, which is not only, which would actually have themes. And a lot of those themes resonated with her. She's an Indigenous person, and one of our gallery themes was going to be Between the Margins, which would emphasize marginalized populations. So her ears perked up, and she said, this is the perfect opportunity I've been looking for to take these skills and the things I'm passionate about and display them on a larger scale. So it was a win-win for both of us.
Yeah, win-win, and again, common purpose. So what do you think, from your perspective, other organizations can learn from what you're doing there at the Arts Council?
Well, having those conversations, starting from a place of who are you and what are your goals, I think is the first place to start. The conversation should hardly ever start about who I am. Because, you know, people have their own conceived, you know, perceptions about who I am, but that's not the point. We need to find out who they are, what their long-term and short-term goals are. And if someone said their organization name in the community, how would they feel? What would that look like? And then from those conversations, we can find that common purpose, because usually it's, you know, especially in theater, which I also work, it's about bringing a sense of community. So then how do we build a community? Do we take it on the road? Do we look for other opportunities and avenues to do that? So once you have those conversations around what their goal is and what that looks like, it creates so many jumping off points and opportunities for you as a membership organization to plop yourself in those gaps. And then you'll find you probably have that need, but it may not have been what you thought was important. But now these organizations are telling you that is what's important. So that gives you a way to shift and regroup and fill their needs.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Anita. I think that is really going to give people something to noodle on today. So that's awesome. Where can people learn more about your Art Council and the work that you're doing?
You can reach us on the web at www.nnyart.org. You can also reach us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn as well at North Country Arts Council. We're always happy to reach out. All the socials. We got all the stuff.
Awesome. I will put links in the show notes to make it easy for people to find you.
Perfect. So
thank you again for your time today. Really appreciate what you shared. And I could keep on singing that song because I love it.
I'm happy to do it.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Hey there, you made it all the way to the end. Bravo to you. I'm back in just one last time to remind you that there's a free one-page PDF available over at the website that shows you more than 20 ways that technology could be supporting your efforts to attract, engage, and retain more members. It's actually broken down into the stages of the member journey, so you'll know exactly where each piece fits. And everything that's on that one pager can actually be automatically done for you with software that costs less than $1,000 per year. So if you haven't already grabbed it, you can get your copy at joyofmembership.com/tech. joyofmembership.com/tech. TECH. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.